like, sometimes I have trouble staying conscious with it. Like, my mind will just start picking up, like, little piddly things that I'm supposed to be doing, you know, the laundry list of crap for the day. How do we stay conscious with our emotion?
The same answer for everything, practice. And if you really can't get there on your own, call somebody and say, hey, I need you to be on the phone with me for 10 minutes, and I'm going to bitch and moan and complain about this for 10 minutes. You probably will only make 5 and start laughing, but that's one way to have an audience so you stay on track. And tell them, I'm only doing this because I want to stay conscious with this. I don't want you to feed it. I don't want you to pity me. I just want you to be the whole sounding board. So, and if I get off track, bring me back. Okay. That way you are the authority, you are the container, and it doesn't spew out and come back. All right. So if you can't get there on your own, that's one way. But if you can't get there on your own, guys, that just means your emotional body doesn't trust you at all. When you develop a great relationship with your emotional body, it will literally let you lead. But we don't have much practice in that in this culture yet, in this planet, in any of our knowing yet. So I'll bring that in.
When you say a great relationship with our emotional body, just sitting with and becoming familiar and being able to name our emotions, what we're experiencing.
That and that your emotional body can trust you. When it wants to communicate with you, that you actually will listen and make time for it.
So basically, we're not listening to our emotions.
No, and we smash them down and we don't make time. Think of being at work and you're busy and somebody offends you, right? Or you screwed up bad, right? You feel bad. It's not the appropriate time to melt down or to kick furniture or to curse yourself or whatever. And so you just shut it down. But what does everybody do? When you go home, do you make space to feel bad? No, you drink, you eat, you socialize, you shop, you watch TV, you go unconscious, you just try to avoid it.
So you just distract yourself and never actually deal with whatever the issue is.
Yep, and so then the emotional body comes back louder and at inopportune moments because it's the only time it can get your attention.
Well, if you do that repeatedly, aren't you just going to have this stew and not even know what the ingredients are?
Welcome to the human race.
Okay.
True?
Yeah.
Why do you think people explode over nonsense? Because the
that
stew
had nothing
built
to do with, yeah.
Yeah, the stew was too big, bubbling over. So you want to be the authority of it. But it'll only trust you if you keep your word. It's just like a kid or a dog. Same thing.